So last week we did Hu Nasar V'Kimcho Nasar. This week we looked at this, but we'll look at it again. Four lines from the bottom. But the Gemara had paskin that Hu Nasar V'Kimcho Nasar, or according to Tosos, Hu Nasar V'Ein Kimcho Nasar, but it means the same thing for Rashi and Tosos. Meaning that if one doesn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so he can't cook, and as long as the food is in his possession, that food can't be cooked for him either. But if he gives it over to somebody else, so then they can cook it and can choose to give it to him. So the next question in the Gemara is, Ibailu, Avar Vafa Maya. So what happens if instead of coming up with this solution, of giving your food to somebody else, so you just violate the halacha? So what happens? Is the food usur? And obviously what you did was wrong, but can you eat this food on Shabbos? And so in general we have a halacha that if one cooks food on Shabbos, so then there's a three way machlokas in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan Assembler, whether according to Rabbi Yehuda the food, if you did it b'mezid, so then it's usur for you forever. And if it's b'shogeg, so it's usur for it's usur for everybody until after Shabbos. And if it was b'shogeg, so it's usur to after Shabbos and for others. Mutter, Rav Meir is one level down. Rav Yochanan Sandler thinks it's d'oraisa, if I'm getting that right. But this concept called ma'aser Shabbos, and when something was b'isur made on Shabbos, so it can potentially be usur. So the Gemara is asking the same thing here by Erev Tavshilin, will the food be usur at least for Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Tashma tries to prove it. Mishalo aniach Erev Tavshilin, keitzer huo, se maknikim chalachem, rachem ofen lo, mevashalom. So he said that if, this is the Gemara we had just seen. The Gemara says that if you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin, so give it over to somebody else, and then they can cook for you. V'isa, and if it was true, that even if you, even if you cooked it b'isur, that it was still, you're still allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So listen, the Avar Afam Mutter. So just say that if you violated and you cooked it, it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. Because I'm a Ravada Barmasna, Tana Tekanta De Atera, Kartani Tekanta De Isura Lokatani. When the Mishnah is going to tell you, and the Brice is going to tell you, what to do when you haven't set up an Erev Tavshilin, it's not going to tell you to violate the Isser, meaning it's clearly Usser for you to cook. So if it's giving you solutions, right, it's not going to tell you, well, you can either violate the Isser, or you could not violate the Isser. That's not an option. It might be true that if you did violate it, you could still eat it, but that's not a solution, so we have no proof. So the Gemara tries again. Tashma. So if you set up an Erev Tavshilin, you can bake, you can cook, you can insulate. If you want to eat your Erev, so you can. But you can only eat it when you're finished cooking. But if you ate it before you cooked, right, so then you can't cook. You can't cook for others, they can't cook for you.
So it's worse if you made Erev Tavshilin and ate it.
Because now it doesn't exist.
You didn't make it at all.
Well, no, meaning now it's, meaning it's equivalent. It's equivalent so far, the Gemara is assuming, right? If you...
Nobody said v'lo lacherim.
Right, you can't cook for them, and they can't cook for you.
They can't cook for you.
Well, this is how we paskin, right? That they can't cook as long as it's, well, your food. They can cook their food. Right, it's the same. And the Gemara here is assuming it's the same. That since we paskin that Hu Nasar V'Kimcho Nasar, so you can't cook for others, they can't cook for you, and they also can't cook your food for you. They could cook their food for you, potentially. But here we're talking about your food, right? It's the same as Hu Nasar V'Kimcho Nasar. But you can cook for Yom Tov, and if you have leftovers, so that's great. You can use the leftovers for Shabbos. As long as you aren't deceitful. But if you were deceitful, so then Aser. So the Gemara says, don't you see from here that here you violated, you cooked B'Isser, and now you can't eat the food. So doesn't that prove that if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin and you cook, the food is Aser, at least till the end of Shabbos? Amar Ravashi, no. Harama Kamart, or the case of deceit? No, that's different. Shiny Harama. Harama is worse even than Mezid. Dachmir Barabbanan, Tvemi Mezid, the Rabban were more machmir on it. They were even more stringent with deceit than Mezid. And like I said last time, we're going to bracket Harama because, right, like I said, two of the central sugyas of Harama and what is good Haramas and what are bad Haramas, when do we encourage these sort of legal loopholes and when do we discourage them. One of these sugyas is here, one of them is in Yud-Chesem and Aleph. A good one is here, and a bad one is here, rather, and a good one is in Yud-Chesem and Aleph. So we'll get everything else done, and then we'll take up the Harama point. So, but at this point, the Gemara says, so still, we don't have a conclusion. If you cooked Be'isr, we still don't know if it was a case of mezen, not harama, what the halacha would be. So, Nachum Re'yitzchak Amar Hamani. So then he says, maybe even the case of harama that you say is usr isn't according to everybody. Maybe that halacha is only according to Chananya. And Chananya is known to be machmir in Erev Tavshilin. How do we know? So the Gemara continues, Valiba de Beishamai, Chananya within Beishamai Shita. Detanya, Chananya Omer, Beishamai Omrim Ein Ofin, Elam Kain, Erev Bipas, Vein Mevashtun, Elam Kain, Erev Bitafshil, Vein Domnin, Elam Kain, Hayuchamin Timun, and Mer of Yom Tov. In order to bake, you need baked food. In order to cook, you need cooked food. In order to insulate, you need insulated food before Yom Tov. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, Ma'arev Bitafshil Echel, Ve'oseb Bokol Tzarko, cook one thing, and that's it. And that's fine. Tanan or Tashma, Hamaaser Piros. So now another attempted proof. And so, at this point, the Gemara just said, well, maybe even Harama is only us according to Chananya. And the Gemara just assumes that if you're Machmir in terms of what you need for an Erev Tavshilin, you'll also be Machmir in terms of what happens if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin. Or you violate, right? Once you're Machmir, so we just, you know. We tend to assume that the people who are machmir are always machmir. People who are mekel are more likely to be mekel. So maybe Chananya is machmir. So I don't even know that according to everybody, harama would be aser. So the Gemara attempts another proof. Tashma ha-me'aser peirosa v'shabbos b'shoget. You're not allowed, dirabanan, to give trumos and maiseros on Shabbos because it's considered tikkun. You're fixing it. So the Gemara says, but if you do, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal, if you do it b'shogeg, by accident, you can eat it. On purpose, you can't. So the Gemara says, doesn't that prove that if you violate a dirabanan on Shabbos, b'mezid, so then you can't eat it. So this is the same. You violate it on Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to eat the food. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe lo tzricha d'islei perachrina. Maybe if you have other fruit, so we'll say you have to first eat the other food. But we don't know what would happen if you don't have any other food. Right? Maybe if you didn't have any other food, then we would waive the dirabana. So Gemara tries again, Tashma. Hamatbil
ke. I understand that. What
right, so
that you would, if you had other fruit.
So then we wouldn't let you eat this fruit.
Right.
Right? But since we presumably, we don't want you to have a miserable Shabbos because it's a mitzvah of onik Shabbos, okay, right? So if you have other fruit, so we'll aser it. But we're not going to make a hard and fast iser and say that even if your Shabbos is going to suffer, right? Not just you're not going to get the fruit you happen to want, but you're actually going to have a bad Shabbos. You're going to have no food. So maybe we'd waive it. So same by Erev Tavshilin, what would happen if you had no food?
Right.
So Gemara tries again, Tashma. Hamatbil Kalev b'Shabbos, right? If you bring your vessels to a mikvah on Shabbat, which again is derabana and aser because of tikkun. Yishtamish ben, so b'shogeg yishtamish ben, if you did it by accident, you can use them. B'mezid, if you do it on purpose, lo yishtamish ben. So doesn't that prove that when you violate this derabana on purpose, so that you can't benefit from it on Shabbos? Mer says, no, again, lo tzrich d'islay mona achrina. Again, same thing, maybe it's a case where you have other kelim, you have other vessels you could use, inami, or even if you don't have, it's a case where efshar b'she'ela, you could borrow vessels. So that wouldn't prove, in a case where you can't do it, what the halacha would be, where you don't have extra food. So Gemara tries one more time, Tashma, hamivashel b'shabas, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal. And this is what I mentioned before, the halacha of Maisa Shabbos, that when you cook something on Shabbos b'Isser, so you can eat it. So the Gemara says, that doesn't prove anything, because Yisura the Shabbos shiny. Obviously, if you cook on Shabbos, that's an Isser d'Oraisa. If you cook without an Erev Tavshilin, it's an Isser d'Rabbanan. And the fact that we would aser it in a case where you violated biblical law doesn't prove d'Rabbanan law. So the Gemara ends up without a firm conclusion of what would happen if you cook something without an Erev Tavshilin. Is it or is it aser or is it mutter post facto? So the Gemara doesn't have a conclusion, right? Or at least an explicit conclusion, and that is so that's where we are so far. Okay. That's issue one that we're going to have to deal with. Issue two is this one that the we'll take it issue by issue. Okay. So now, why did I organize it this way? I don't even know. Why did I put it in this order? I don't know why. In the end of the halacha here, right, the Gemara doesn't have a firm conclusion. Most of the Rishonim end up saying that we are going to be makil, right? We're just going to say that we're lenient because it's a baya delishita, right? The Gemara doesn't answer, and it's derabanan, so safek derabanan lahakel. And that's basically how the Rishonim take it. Some people are machmir, but the majority of Rishonim say this. And if you just skip to 16 here, I just have the Shulchan Aruch, right, where you can just see the psak. This is in Sif. Chaf Gimel. It's I'm avar b'mezid of ubishal kama keder shelo tzarach yom dov muter lochlan b'shabas o b'chol. And his conclusion is that you in fact can eat it. V'merim levashal shekeder shelo tzarach yom v'hosir achas tzarach machar asur lachla. But if you were marim. And again, we'll come back to Arama, so then it's going to be Usher. And that is how they conclude this sugya. Now, why would it be Usher? Why would it be Mutter?
Is that even if you have other food?
Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to distinguish between it. He seems to not distinguish. The only caveat is... The Ber Halacha, according to Shittim Mekubetz, from before, says maybe you should be Konesim or something like that, that's the different case. We did see. But, it doesn't seem to be that we accept this distinction, Le Halacha. We just say it's Mudra. Now, what does it hang on? So, here it really doesn't seem, I mean, it takes up a lot of Gemara, but it doesn't seem to hang on too much, right? I mean, if you, especially in the conclusion of the Gemara, the way that we show and read it is that the end of the Gemara seems to be rejection of all the other possibilities. And the reason we're makil is because we accept, at least on balance, the possibility that by Yisurah Daraisa we are machmir, by Yisurah Darabanan we're makil. That's all there is to it, right? It's Daraisa, as we create an Isser called Maaser Shabbos, that you violated the Isser, so now you can't benefit from it. Darabanan is not so egregious, so we don't do it. Now, the other possibility is what the Gemara sort of hints at, which is, if we are machmir, at some level we also undermine our goal. Because if our goal was to help you enjoy Yom Tov and Shabbos, if we don't let you eat it, so sure, we lost the benefits of their tafshilin, but at the end of the day, your Shabbos is going to suffer, and maybe that's not worth it, right? An institution that's meant to protect Yom Tov and or Shabbos. We don't want it. Your lack of doing it to really come at the, if we can avoid it, to come at the expense of your Shabbos. But more than that, the Gemara, the Rishonim don't really say. Right? They talk a lot more about the Harama. You look, there's no Tosfos here. So that is, that's really the, you know, there's not so much here. And we'll see, there's a little bit that will come up from the Rishonim as we continue, but let's see to the end of the Gemara here. So then the next issue that the Gemara deals with is the question of how many foods you need. So the Gemara had already come into this discussion, Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, according to Chananya, that Beis Shammai thinks that you need cooked food, baked foods, and insulated foods, and Beis Hillel thinks you don't. The other thing, and this is from the Mishnah, was that Beis Shammai had said you need two cooked foods. So the Gemara says, Beis Shammai omrim shnei tavshilin, you need two foods, and masnisin delok yaitana, and this goes against the following brisa, detanya omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, modim Beis Shammai's Hillel shnei tavshilin shetzarech. Our Mishnah assumes Beis Hillel needs one food, Beis Shammai needs two. But the Braisa says everybody agrees you need two. The only question is, what does two mean? Amanech, l'ku al dago beitza shalav. They're arguing in a case where you have fish which is cooked with like an egg coating. Shebeishamai omrim shnei tavshilin. Beishamai says you need two full foods, and this doesn't count. Ubezhil omrim tavshil echad. And Bezhil says in this case, you only need this one food, and that counts for two. At least that's how most Rishonim understood the word I just said, right? If you look at Rashi, right, Alman echel gual dago beitz shalav shebe shamar mishnei tavshilin sarech. You need two foods. V'zeh kid tavshil echad, and this is like one. Shemechubar ba ubata legave, because it's attached and it is nullified to it. Uvizhil omrim dayo betavshil echad kazeh. This one food is sufficient. But then the Gemara continues. V'shavin shempir ber beitz v'nasan l'toch hadag o sharisek kaflutot v'nasan l'toch hagag. What everyone agrees is that if you didn't just coat it, but you actually had like a filling, right, a stuffing, then that would be two foods, because you basically took two foods and then you stuffed them together. That would work according to everybody. And Amarava, and Rava said, Hilchatza Ketani Didan, Valibidishil, the halacha is like our Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, then you need one food and one food only. Not one food, which is two foods, not two foods, which is one food, just one food, that's it. Right? And that is the way the Gemara paskins. And we'll come back to this in one moment. And then the third question the Gemara says is, Achlo Shavad HaRezeh Lo Yavashel, right? In the middle of our discussion, well, now I know I organized the sources the way I did, right? The Gemara had said, right, in the middle of trying to figure out whether you, when you violate the Isser, you can't, whether or not you can eat the food. The Gemara had a case, not where you forgot to make one, but you made one, then you lost it, or you ate it. So the last case in the Mishnah is this case where you lose it. So the Mishnah had said, if you lose it, it's the same as not making it. So Amar Abaye, Abaye puts a caveat on it. He says, however, when we say that if you lost it or you ate it before you started cooking, that you now can cook, that's only Naktinan hischil b'isaso v'nechal eruveu gomer. That's only if you hadn't started. But if you started cooking, you can finish cooking. Right, so that which we say, that losing it or eating it is equivalent to never having never made it, is only if you didn't start the cooking process. If you started the cooking process, so then it is mutter. So that is the Gemara until the Mishnah. Now we have to take up a few small points here. So let's start with the last one, which connects to the earlier point. Okay, so the Gemara here says that if you don't have an Erev Tavshilin when you want to cook, then it's as if you never made one. Doesn't matter how that happened. You lost it, you ate it, doesn't matter, right? You need it when you are cooking. Okay, so then the Gemara says, but if you had already started, so then you can finish. Now, why would you say that conceptually, right? Why, based on everything we've said about Erev Tavshilin, would you say that once you started cooking, you can continue cooking?
That's a sphere, no?
What?
You're cooking for Shabbos.
Right, so one would be to say that since the halacha was only as a reminder, so as long as you started the cooking process with the reminder, it's fine. Alternatively, you would say that what is the function of tavshilin? It starts the cooking process. Right. But if you already started the cooking process, so now
you don't need that anymore.
Right, you don't need the tavshilin. You've started the cooking process. That's all there is to it. Now, based on those, we would still have to ask, okay, well, what are the parameters of this? And there's an ambiguity in this line that the Rishonim pick up on. The ambiguity is what? When it says, when you say gomer, so what does gomer mean? Gomer can mean one of two things. It means finish cooking, but what does it mean, finish cooking? It means either finish cooking the food you were cooking, or finish cooking.
Cooking,
like finish cooking everything. I mean, once you started cooking, so then that's it. Now, if you ask me at first glance, I would say this might, the lav dafka, be contingent on this chakira, right? If it's just a heker, so then once you started cooking, so now there's nothing holding you back, right? You remembered Shabbos, you started cooking with the reminder, so now finish cooking, right? I mean, you don't need the reminder always hanging there, right? You've reminded yourself, good. If you think it's about being involved in the cooking process and being able to say, this is the beginning of the process that I started Erev Yontif, so it might be, look, the food that I already started cooking, so I can say, okay, I started cooking it while I started Erev Tavshilin, but some new food now has no connection to the old food. Now, you could say that's not true. You could say, no, I'm just starting the cooking process, you know, very broadly. But you're more likely, I think, to be machmir if you take the second position. The Rush raises this suffix. The Rush in 12 says, Ikalistapuke, Bifirish Milsad Abaye. What does Abaye mean? The E Bailamer Gomer Isazu. Does he mean you finish this bread that you're in the middle of making, but after that you can't eat, you can't insulate, and if you're in the middle of cooking, so finish what you're cooking, or do you say, do you say, since you already started being involved in Shabbos, because while the Erev existed, Yigmar called Tzarchei Shabbos, so finish everything, V'hu Adin, in Hiskel V'Tavshel, and the same would be true if you started cooking. V'had Dinaket Isa, so then he says, well, why did you specifically pick Isa? Right? Why did it pick baking? So he says, Shehi Hachana Rishana Shos in Merev Shabbos L'Shabbos. Simple. What's the first thing everybody does before Shabbos? Bakes challah, and it's the first thing you do in the morning, right? Yeah, you leave the dough rising overnight, you put it in the oven in the morning, and then everything else you do after that. Shekein tikin Ezra shdeisha mashkemes v'ofek, because that's the takana of Ezra that should get up early to bake bread. And he says, "Va'aloshon mashma kein dekamar gomer mashmar kol tzarchi shabbos." The simplest understanding is you cook everything. He picks up linguistically that gomer, it is ambiguous, but it's not that ambiguous. The best way of saying you're finishing that isa would not be finish, but finish it. Right? Gomra, gomer ota. Right? But if you say gomer, it sounds like finish the whole thing. V'adavar shakul, but it's still, I'm not sure. Achiyavu moret tzedek. Right? So it's a suffix until Mashiach. But again, I think conceptually, right, I would say that if it's a zecher, clearly I think if it's a zecher, you should be able to continue cooking. Because you started cooking, like, right, you reminded yourself that you can't cook without a different meal, and you started the process. Okay, so now you've reminded yourself. That's my intuition. If it's about starting the cooking process, it could go either way. You could say, well, I started the cooking process, so sure, I did the first thing in the cooking process. But once, you know, once you wake up Friday morning and you put that challah in the oven, right? You're in Shabbos mode, right? So sure, the Erev Tefillin isn't around, but you started the process. That's one way of looking at it. The other way would be saying, no, the Erev Tefillin has to exist so that I can constantly say that whatever I'm doing is some way shayach to that which I did before. So again, like the Rush says, you know, hadar shakul, right? You could, it can go either way, but it's misogu, I think at some level it's going to come.
Interpreting the idea of the cooking process, you're making it sort of lengthen and say you have to have kavanah, like you have to have kavanah in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, right?
I mean, well, right. Well, that's basically what the Rush's suffix is, right? Meaning, is it that right? Meaning, how much do we say? Right? Is it that look, you start the cooking process, and now everything else is like, you know, builds on top of it, or do you say like, no, I can't, like I need the Erev Tefillin to always say, okay, food one. Is I look at it as I'm cooking food one plus Eruv, food two plus Eruv, right? Rather than the Eruv is the beginning of the whole process. Now I cook whatever I cook and I don't have to, but that's the suffix of the Rush. But I think, again, conceptually, if it's a heker, I don't even understand how you get there. If it's only heker, if it's the cooking process, I could see it going both ways. Okay. Now the Rush had said that why, as a technical point, did the Gemara pick the case of Isa, of baking bread? So the Rush just said, because there's a takana that the first thing you do Erev Shabbos is you bake bread. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, actually thinks that like it's usser to buy bread for Shabbos. Like he thinks that, I don't think we paskin this way, but it's, at least that's what he sounds like. That there's an active takana that you have to bake every week.
I can say something.
And you have it. You can't. And but he also has like you can't rewear shirts. You have to, because the Takanas Ezra. He has a very like extreme understanding of Takanas Ezra, because the Takanas Ezra is you should bake bread, and that you should do laundry, right? So he takes it as that you should not wear a shirt that you wore before, because there's a chiyuv to do laundry. It must be because you know, right, you need a freshly laundered shirt rather than a clean shirt, right? And if you have to, if there's a Takana to bake bread, it must be that you can't. you know, buy bread. And then he's like, you know, and I don't like these people go to bakers, and I don't think this is minhag. I think, you know, or I don't think that's what Takana Zezra meant. But anyways, that's what the Rush, that's a side point. But the Rush thinks that it's just a technicality, right? That the first thing, or not a technicality, it's just the most likely thing you did first, which would highlight the Shaila, is bread. The Meiri thinks not that way. The Meiri says like this in 13. He says, Mikomokom omrani, shem zimen kimcho, hov ein kan pseida im eno gomer. He said, we misunderstood the whole sugya. The Rush seems to be going the direction we were going. Is this about starting the whole process, starting this cooking? Miri says, you know what? You misunderstood the whole sugya. This is a very technical point. Really, it should be usser. It should be usser. If you don't have the Erev is a matir. It's what allows you to cook. If you don't have the Erev, you can't cook. But, So, if there's a hefsed, if there's going to be a loss, right? You're in the middle of cooking, and then suddenly your Erev gets, right? And everyone knows, right? Once you start cooking something, or if you, like, stop it and then just let it sit, it's ruined, right? And not true of all food, but certain foods, right? If you stop baking a cake in the middle, right? You take it out and leave it for a few hours, you're not going to be able to start it up again, right? Once it cools down, it's done rising. That's not true, let's say, of a soup. A soup you can turn off, you can put it back on later. So the Meiri says, no, the Gemara was very specific when it picked bread. Because he said, if, let's say, you didn't start baking, you just put the flour aside. Hov ein kam pseida, you have no loss if you stop. Eino gomer. Lo nemru advarim ela behischil beisa. We are only talking about you actually started specifically dough. Sheyesh pseida bazivasa. Because if you leave it now, you're going to lose out. Vizeu shamru hiskel bisaso gomer. So the Rush seems to have been getting to the question, okay, how much do you have to start the process, things like that. The Meiri takes a totally different approach. He says, no, Erev Tavshilin is an active matir. And it should be logically that if you don't have an Erev Tavshilin, it's also to do anything. All the Gemara was saying was, what if you have a case, a specific case, where if I tell you to back out, it's not just that you're not going to have food, but the food that you're in the middle of using is going to be destroyed, so then I'm willing to be makil. But what comes out of the Meiri is that the choice of Isa was telling you that, no, really, all of our Hakiras are wrong. The conclusion, conceptually, is that it should be Asr, Erev Tavshilin should be necessary as a constant matir. It's just that, right? For Hefsid, we'll be Mekil, we'll waive the Dirabanan. So we found a cage which is specifically Hefsid oriented. Okay.
So then you say it's only if there is Hefsid Maman? Or?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? He says only, at least according to the, that's what it sounds like. Right? He said, Mashe, right? Not with. Yeah, right. It's only if there's davar sheyesh pseida bazivasa, right? And he says if there's no loss, I don't think we paskin like the Meiri, but the Meiri, right? If we're laying out the possibilities of conceptually what's going on, you have the possibility that if it's a zecher, which I think it would vade bimater, if it's about preparing for Shabbos, so it could go either way. But the Meiri seems to have a different conception that however you understand erev tavshilin, it's necessary as a constant matir. It's just that we have certain kulas, derabanan, because it's derabanan, so we can have certain inconsistencies. Now, the Tzlach doesn't like this. The Tzlach takes the conceptual approach that we set up. And he said, look, in 14, Hadda Hotrach Lashmeinu Dabar Zeh, said, this halacha, the Chorit Milza Pshita, it's obvious. Nira Mishum the time of Deravashi, Beresh Perkin Disha Yomru. And this is exactly what he said. He said, why is it obvious? Because it's a heker, right? It's a reminder that you're not supposed to cook from Shabbos to Chol, right? Yom Tov to Shabbos, Kal V'chomer L'Chol. Repairs Rashi, Dein Elok, Gomer V'Holich. So now you're just finishing. Me'ata, Hayamok, right? This is what we said, right? That if it's a heker, it's obvious, right? That's essentially what he's saying in V'chules, right? It's obvious. If it's just a reminder, so it's a reminder, and now you're just finishing the process. Big deal. But he said, maybe not, right? What was the svara to say not? So he said, well, if we say that what is it? That you need, that the Erev Tavshilin, Nishalashabas, right? He said, right, maybe you need to be Nishalashabas. Why? Because if you would have it existing on Shabbos, so kol ma shabishal biyom tov letzorach Shabbos hayag rak kigomer. So then, anything you have for that you cook for Yom Tov Shabbos is just gomer. Avalim achal erev kodem Shabbos chazinan limafreya. Shekol mashabi shall be yom tov lo haya gomer. Shere ain lo bishabbos rak mashaychin be yom tov. He explains and says, no, you know why the Gemara thinks it might be usser? Now, in the end, the Gemara says that it is mutter. But why would you say it's usser? Well, he says, take the extreme position that Erev Tavshilin is that you started the process pre yom tov and you're just finishing. So how would you formulate in the absolute extreme? So he says, well, it's very simple. It's the gemar, not just of the cooking process, but of the eating process. That when I eat, I sit down to my Shabbos meal, I say, look, I have that which I cooked on Yom Tov, and I have that which I cooked before Yom Tov. So when I'm sitting at my Shabbos meal, I can look at the food and say, look, I didn't only cook on Yom Tov. Right. But if you think that it's not just the beginning of the cooking process, but it's the beginning of the cooking process that has to express itself at your meal, that is the beginning, so to speak, of the eating process, so then one might have suggested that it would be usher. Kamash malan hatana. So he says, no, right? That was the hava amina. Kamash malanatana that no, Kaven Shabishas Habishal Haya Beheter, Share Oz Haya Iruv Kayim Rashai Shavlachlo, that's not the case. But he, right, so he sharpens what we said, that if it's a Zecher, there's no Shaila. If it's about the cooking process, there is a Shaila, but not just because of what we said. But maybe the Havamina of the Gemara was that we so much need it to be that it's part of the cooking process that you need to, on Shabbos, be able to look at your food and say, look, my meal does not just consist of Yom Tov cooked food. It consists of multiple foods, including that which was before. It's very literally gomer, right? It's just, because at the end of the day, right, you may not be full at your Shabbos meal if all you have is that hard-boiled egg, but you had something to eat. You're not going to say you fasted that day. And you know what? Maybe during the week, if you're on the run, so you'll have, you know, you'll have an egg salad sandwich with, you know, a piece of challah and an egg. And you would call that a meal. Okay, on Shabbos, you wouldn't normally. But it's not impossible to view that egg as part of the actual eating process. Kamash malan, we don't need that. But that's the halamin according to the tzlach. Well, the fiani is dieting nira. So, and now he continues. He said, okay, now why Isa? So within this conceptual model, this is what the Gemara was, the Havamina, which it was rejecting. So why Isa? Mishum shahaya makom lomar t'lo yiyeh zeh sha'asa b'yom tov adif miguf ha'erov atzmo. The Amar Abayi le'el lo shanu ala tafshel v'paslo. V'imkein gam behizchel yedav behizchel tafshel paslo yoel. He says, right, we missed something. What's special about bread? So the Rosh said, what's special about bread? That nothing. It's just the first thing you bake. It's the first thing you do. Meiri said it's special because there's a loss which will come from backing out. Nitzlach says no. We paskin that an erev tafshilin has to be dafka cooked food and not baked foods. So he says, wait a second. That's a huge chiddush to say that even if you started baking, that it would be mutter. Because in what sense is it mutter, right? The Eruv can't be a baked good, right? Can't be bread. And yet, if you started baking bread and then lost the Eruv, the Gemara's maskana is, it's mutter to cook. So that's a real chiddush. Because you might have said, look, I understand you started cooking. You started cooking, so I can tie that into your Eruv. You can say, look, your Eruv was a cooked food. You started then cooking. Then you lost your Eruv. Fine. So your cooked food was the beginning of the cooking process. But baked goods can't be motzi you in Eruv Tafshilin. And yet, the Gemara's maskana is, we so hold of this shita, either of Zecher, or of the very, very lenient understanding of beginning the process, that even though that which you started making for Shabbos itself can't be an Erev Tavshilin. The very fact that you started the process is enough to register the value of the Erev Tavshilin, even though this food couldn't have been the Erev Tavshilin.
It's independent of the pots in some ways.
Exactly, right? It's the Erev allows you to start the process. But once you start the process, it doesn't matter what you do. It's not like this is the... Right? He's basically saying that I might have thought that why would it work? Because this is, let's say, the replacement of the Eruv. Right? Maybe that's what you would have thought, right? That the reason it's mutter is because, look, I cooked an egg before Yom Tov, for Shabbos. And then I made another dozen hard-boiled eggs so that I can make deviled eggs for Shalosh Shudas. And then I lose that one egg. Okay, fine. So this is my quasi-replacement of Erev Tavshilin. But that would say that what? That this food has to be kosher later of Tavshilin. When you say that, no, it's even Issa, you're saying we go so far when we say that once you started the process with your, based on your Zecher, or based on the cooking process, that even something which wouldn't work for Erev Tavshilin, it doesn't matter. And he says, "Shaltavshel luchod afal pishen yochel levos akati yochel levashel al pas luchod in yochel levos levashel v'hav amina shas chalas bepas lo yawil kamash mon abayi shafil aschal bepas mawil v'adiv hu migufa eruv. This cooking is better than the eruv. Why atzmo? Kiven shikfar haria eruv kain b'shasha ischok. Because the point is that when you started doing malacha for Shabbos, the Erev Tavshilin existed. And therefore the Heker existed, or the beginning of the cooking process existed. And therefore this is not some replacement Erev. This is, for whatever reason, we're Mekel, we're Mekel. So now if we just outline the conceptual possibilities that the Gemara had according to the Rishonim and the Achronim, according to Heker, according to the Tzlach, as he says, it should vadei be mutter. The Hava minute to say it's Aser is either, as the Tzlach said, that you need the beginning, not just the cooking process, but when you actually sit down at your Shabbos meal, you need to be able to say this meal consists of Yom Tov cooked and Chol cooked food, or Huvar Adol V'Lamafreya that you only cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The case in the middle would be if you think that the role of Erev Tavshilin is to start the cooking process, so then one could wonder, and then you would have the suffix of the rush, right? Maybe once you start the cooking process, it's mutter legamri, or maybe no, that's not true. The eruv attaches to each independent food, so you can only finish this. And then you have the Meiri's possibility that maybe even the maskana of the Gemara is that you need an eruv tavshilin. The only chiddush is that food which you're going to lose out on, you don't because of some heter derabanan, but conceptually, in fact, you constantly need in Eruv. So that is this last sugya of Achlo O Sha'avad. I mean, why you can or cannot continue as the case may be. Okay, now if we go back into the Gemara to some of the other issues. So we have this constant issue that comes up here in the Gemara of how many foods do you need? And the question of the cooked, baked food thing. So as far as the number of foods, the machlokas seems to be, in the Gemara, seems to be straightforward, as the Gemara itself says, right? This machlokas within the position of the brisa, that the fish with the egg on it, right? That's like, the Gemara tells you the machlokas. The machlokas is that one food or two foods, or alternatively, do you need two full foods or just more than one food or something like that? But toch kidei that discussion, the Gemara says explicitly that according to Beis Shammai, you need two foods that we have in our Mishnah. And according to Hananya in Beis Shammai, you need cooked food, baked food, and insulated food. But the Gemara's maskana is, what do you need? You need one food, cooked food, no baked food, end of story. That's the simple pshat of the Gemara. Who didn't like that pshat? Rabbeinu Tam, who we've seen before. And Rabbeinu Tam is really, really difficult in this sugya. I'm debating whether to... Before we come to Rabbeinu Tam, let's just polish off the small issue of the Dago Beit Hashalav. Just look at the one Tosos on it, where Tosos just fleshes out what we said, which is basically obvious, but he just fleshes it out a little bit. And he says, Udago Beit Hashalav, Eino Chashuv Ela Tavshel Echad, Right? The fish egg thing is one food. It's one klomar tafshel echad ki hai gavna, one food like this. Kagon dago beit shalov chashuv shnei tafshilin is two foods. The kashna lishna lo mashmachi. It doesn't sound that way. Lachachner lidgar se ivcha. So he notes that really there's two ways of reading the Gemara. The way we have in the Gemara is this two? Is it that you really need two? The way we have in our Gemara, Beis Shammai holds you really need two foods, and Beis Hillel holds you need more than one food, right? And therefore, this is a tafshel echad, but it's sufficient anyways. Tosu says there might be another girsa. Degars ifcha the Beis Shammai omrim tafshel echad, meaning peirish dago beit shalav einu chashiv ella tafshel echad. This is only one food, and you need another one. So Tosaf just points out, Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai of the Dago Beit Shalav can be read in one of two ways. Either the Machlokes is this one food or two foods? Or the Machlokes could be, do we really need two foods or do we need more than one food? Because this is a middle ground, right? So the first gear, so the one we have in our Gemara, is that the machlokes is, do you actually need two foods or do you need one plus? And therefore this food, which is like a, you know, one and a half, is sufficient, according to Beis Hillel. The Gears of Tosa is the opposite. Everyone agrees you need two foods, and the question is this one food or is it two foods? Okay. Again, is there a difference between those? I'm not sure. It sounds like a hakiro without a nafkamina, but that is how Tosas presents it. Okay, which brings us to the next Tosas, this long Tosas. It's a little bit clearer in the Rush. So I gave you the Rush also in number 15, but we'll look at Tosas inside as well. So the Gemara Paskins, Hilchaza Ketanet Yidan Valiba Deviz Hills. The Gemara says, Perish Rashi Valiba Deviz Hillel Deka Amar Tashal Echad. That means one food. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, despite that, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Delafiat Sarach La'ariv Gam Bepas. To bake, you need bread also. And what's his raya? So that because the beginning of the Gemara, the beginning of the Perek, Rabbi Elazar's formulation of the Chirei of Tavshilin was, you don't bake except on the baked, and you don't cook except on the cooked, which makes it sound like you need cooked for cooked and baked for baked. That's what the Gemara says with no challenge. The beginning of the Perek. So what does it mean when Beis Hillel says you need one tafshil? It's only rejected not the afia part but the insulating part, right? Beis Shammai thinks you even need to insulate food if you want to insulate. That Beis Hillel doesn't agree with. What does he mean by one? He means not three. But he doesn't mean one.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't mean one, he means two. He just means one as opposed to three. All foods, kigon chamen v'chayotzebo, like all types of cooked foods or hot water or anything like that. And now we have another kasha, not just the fact that this is very hard in our Gemara, but it was also hard in Tezayin, where the Gemara said that an Erev Tafshilin is cooked food and not bread. That's very hard for Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam will have to read it. The cooked food component of it is not bread, but you also need bread, and the bread component will work for bread, right? Which is a very hard read of the Gemara. You don't say, because obviously if you need a cooked food and a baked food, you don't say, by the way, for the cooked food, you can't just double up on the baked food. That's a very strange Gemara, and you would hope that it would say that. But Rabbeinu Tam has to deal with that Gemara too. So he says, Hainu dafka echad eino rotze lefos. Oh, that's where you don't want to bake. Right? You don't want to bake. So if you don't want to bake, you only want to cook. So then the question is, what counts as the cooked food? But if you wanted to bake in the Hanami, you would have a baked food as part of your Erev Tzarech Pas. Now, because of all these questions, the Ri said, the Ri was like, no. Said, Chanda, first of all, the Gemara said, one food. In fact, it had a long discussion about other shitas who held you didn't need one food and rejected all of them. In fact, there was somebody who said you needed to bake in order to bake. His name was Beis Shammai, and the Gemara explicitly rejected him. So how can you say what you just said? It doesn't make any sense. You want to bring a diuk from Reb Elazar? That was an asmachta. But we don't even paskin like him. We paskin Reb Yeshua. In general, if we have a machlokes Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua, we paskin like Reb Yeshua because Reb Elazar was a talmud of Beis Shammai. Reb Yeshua poligale, and Reb Yeshua explicitly argues Birushalmi. Right? There's in the Yerushalmi it says. But Omar, Ofen u'mevashlin al ha'mevushal. You cook and bake based on one cooked food. It is explicit that that is what he meant. U'mikol makom, despite the fact that I think he's wrong. Omiri lo milani libi lavor al divrei dodi. I'm afraid to violate what my uncle said. So you need two: a cooked food and a baked food, and that's what we do. But that's what we do, right? But it's very, very difficult in the sugya. So, one way of defending Rabbeinu Tam is the way the Pnei Yeshua did, right? Which we saw last week. Which the Pnei Yeshua said, even Rabbeinu Tam only means lechatchila. And he added a conceptual element to what he said. He said, lechatchila, you need the component of starting the cooking process. To start the cooking process, so it's better to have a cooked food for cooking and a baked food for baking. But b'di'eved, we're so meich on a heker. And that's all the Gemara means. And that's all Rabbeinu Tam ever meant. Because otherwise he goes against the Gemaras. That was Rabbeinu Tam's, that was the Bnei Yeshua's question. The Ri seems to not have understood him that way. Right? The way he's presented in all the sources that Rabbeinu Tam really, really thought that you need two foods, despite all the obvious kashas in the Gemara.
Why does he pass him like his uncle, so to speak, you know?
Because he's Rabbeinu Tam. That's the short answer, right? Because Rabbeinu Tam was Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam, and
he's wrong. Totally wrong.
In a Hanami, that's true. And yet, you know, every time I think about this, I think of Chaim Soloveitchik's description of the Re Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh Mishans, right? And it's the begin. It's in the middle of his article on three themes in Sefer Chassidim, right? And, it never get quite the phrasing right, but right, it's after the right. He's describing that period as right after the
crusades.
Right, but he's describing what the Balitosos did, right? And after the dialectic that the Talmud had been. Had been conquered by the panzer thrusts of Rabbeinu Tam under the generalship of the Re of Dampir, and he has this whole beautiful right. But Rabbeinu Tam is like he's the man, right? He's just like he is the tour de force. He's Rabbeinu Tam, like he's Rabbeinu Tam, like he's so much Rabbeinu Tam that like there are a million Rabbeinu Yaakovs in the medieval period, and they're all known as Rabbeinu Tam. And everyone ends up thinking that everything said by any Yaakov in the medieval period is always Rabbeinu Tam. Because if it was said by a Yaakov, and it was made sense at all, or even didn't make sense, if it was said in the medieval period, it was probably Rabbeinu Tam. And you find all these weird things that Rabbeinu Tam never said, but everyone thinks he said. Right? Because, like, for example, there is someone known as Rabbeinu Tam of Marvej. Who's Rabbeinu Tam of Marvej? One of the all-time strangest Rishonim, right? Shutman HaShamayim, right? The guy who put, Rabbi Yaakov of Marvej, yeah. Which is full of a lot of weird stuff. But in later Tosafist material, suddenly you have Rabbeinu Tam saying all this weird mystical stuff. He didn't. It's all Chuvos and Shutman HaShamayim. But if Rabbeinu Yaakov said it, it must be Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam. That's what it comes down to. So Rabbeinu Tam seems to go against the Gemara. That's what the Re points out. Okay. Barring the fact that he went against the Gemara, and barring the possibility that of what the Pnei Yeshua said, there's only lechatchila, just internally, conceptually, what is he doing? Right? What is he motivated by? So, Tosas doesn't explain that much, except for saying that it's based on ein ofen alafoiv and mevashel mevoshel, which sounds like taking the Pnei Yeshua without his b'dievid twist, lechatchila b'dievid twist, that he's paskening that you need to start the cooking process, and to say you're starting the cooking process, you need to start each part of the cooking process. But there's more to it, and that's what the Rosh says in 15. He says, again, he says, Riha Yomer, Mashem Dikdik Rabin of Tom, he posers Shlako, Zaina Fia Bechal Bishal, Aina Raya. He adds, no. You know what drove Rabbeinu Tam? Bishul Akum. Because Bishul Akum, there's a separate Gzeira for Bishul and for Pas. And we know that. Because Gemara says that there was multiple stages of that Gzeira. And Lahalacha, we have Kulas by Pas that we don't buy. Bishul, such as Pas Palter, that industrially produced bread is mutter and doesn't have a problem with Bishul Akum, and with the exception of a tshuva of the Maritats, Bishul cannot be solved by industrial means. It's still considered Bishul Akum. So Rabbeinu Tam wasn't, according to the Ri, as quoted in the Rush, just motivated by this. He was motivated by his assumption that Afia and Bishul are two fundamentally different processes, and therefore it must be that they don't relate to each other. And if you want to say that you're starting one process, you can't with integrity say that I started cooking, therefore it's if I started baking. Haraya, Bishul Akum and Pas Akum are separate gzeros. So you see that Rabbeinu Tam was not just this ain't ofen el alafo in vashon mevushal, but this notion that you have to start the cooking process was, add to that the fact that he was convinced that Bishul and Afia are fundamentally two different things halachically, and that's why you need to start each process, because they're not kashur to each other. And therefore, in the Rush, he has to respond to that. So the Ri here says, you know what, I don't like that either, because he says, El Afil heve bechlal. He says, no. Look back at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that bread could have been part of Bishul Akum. But midrabanan, we were makil just because bread was a necessity and people couldn't handle it. So the Gemara proves the opposite. The fact that you had to go out of your way to explain why pas was treated differently shows you that fundamentally cooking and baking are the same thing. Like they are on Shabbos, where cooking and baking is the same malacha. Bishul Akum is the Rabbanan. So bread happened to be, it was more necessary. So we came up with a kula by bread. That doesn't show you that the processes are different. The processes are the same. And now if we come back to the Ri, right? One could have said that why did the Ri argue on Rabbeinu Tam? Simply because he needed heker. He didn't need to start the process. Or he needed you to start the process vaguely. But what you see from the Ri here is no. Is he saying, I think that by starting cooking, you've started baking, because they're the same thing. Right? He's not arguing on the nature of Eretz Tavshilin. He may agree that the purpose of Eretz Tavshilin is to start the cooking process. The reason he doesn't think you need to start cooking and baking is because Rabbeinu Tam thought that you can't say starting cooking means starting baking because they're different halachically. The reason, no, they're not. They're the same thing. And the reason it's mutter to continue baking is because cooking and baking are the same thing. Do one thing. And what this opens up the possibility is that the machlokes in the Gemara, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, could be about Erev Tavshilin, but it could also be a universal machlokes, which is, what is the relationship between the different types of bishul? Are they one overarching category called, whatever, preparing food via heat? I don't know, whatever you want to call it, right? Or is there cooking and baking and insulating, etc.? And then formulas you don't have in Tosis, but you do have in the Rush. And then he says, and then he continues the way we have here. And again, this is an explicit machlokas in Yerushalmi. And we say he's a shamuti. So now he just adds, and this we don't have in our Tosos, which is, if there is in fact a machlokas in our Gemara between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, like there is in the Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbi Yeshua holds not like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Ri, then why didn't the Bavli say it? He says, La mishum de lo hami alacha kamoso. It's not because that's not the alacha. El mishum de amaroi, perishu tam leiru of kamar, v'tanei maisin alacha v'lo chosh lohavi, elam midrash ha-pasuk, because our Gemara has other pshitos, meaning Rabbi Yeshua had his source for Eretz Tavshilin, and our Gemara has its sources, right? They don't necessarily agree with Rabbi Yeshua in terms of the source. So Rabbi Yeshua had one source, we have another source. The point is, no one agreed with Rabbi Elazar. And again, despite that, We're no egg like Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein kadzav halachas gadolos. V'chein kadzav Rabbeinu Shimshon hazakim. Despite the fact that Rabbeinu Tam is very hard to justify, that is the minhag. Okay, so that's a lot of these small issues. Now we just look at Shulchan Aruch to say we paskin all of them and wrap this up. And again, we'll come back to Harama next week. That's really the big issue here, but we're going to have to hold on to it. So a few halachas I just put to get right, so it's clear. It's the non-italicized script is Shulchan Aruch, and the italicized script is Mishnah Berurah or Ber Halacha if it says Ber Halacha. So Eruv says Osenoso Bipas Bitafshil Vemlozo Elo Bitafshil Levad Mutter. So Shulchan Aruch says you should cook and bake, right? That's the chumra of the Ri. But if you only cooked, it's mutter. Why? Because Mikra Din we paskin like the Ri. It's just a chumra, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Vav Mikra Din ain't Sarach Elo Tafshil Levad Mahani Bein Lapas Bein Latafshil Shekinu Dazar Vaboskim El Shenogu Kedaz Aboskim Amachmir Lachrichim Pas. The reason is because Me'ikra Din, we don't pass on Rabbeinu Tam, but we're machmer like him. So if you only cooked food, so then we'll rely on Me'ikra Din. Mitavshel l'kach b'diavad mutter v'im ein sarach lefos b'yom tov rak l'vash alach l'chachilo sagi b'tavshel l'chod l'kulei alma. And as Rabbeinu Tam himself said, if you only want to cook and not bake, so then even l'chachilo, you don't need a cooked and a baked food. Mutter lefos l'vash al b'yom tov b'shvil Shabbos. U'mikol makom, he says, im nivskar kodem shechad sheicha, tzarech lahosif La'aniach gam pas v'yomer b'hadein eruva v'lo yivarech shein. He says, what happens if before Shabbos you remember, but you already made the Erev Tavshila? And so he says, you still have to add the bread because that's the minhag, but you obviously don't make a second bracha because Me'ikra Din, we think you only need a Tavshil. Right? This is before dark on Erev Yom Tov. Right? I mean, you made an Erev Tavshila with the cooked food, and then you remember, you didn't put bread, so do you have to then put aside bread? So he says, put aside bread because we are machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, but don't make a new bracha because make Rabbeinu Tam you were yotze with just the cooked food, right? So again, this is how we paskin. We're machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, make Rabbeinu Tam we paskin like the Ri. V'im asam mi pas levad, but if you made it only from bread, l'tavshil bevali lo mahani, as we saw in Tezayin Amud Aleph, it definitely doesn't work at all because the ikar is tavshil, not pas, and you need something which is malafes and not pas. V'im mahani lepas lechud. What happens if you only made an Erev Tav Shilin with bread and you only want to bake? So then he says, Yishtayot ben aposkim. Then it's a machlokas. Right? If you only want to bake and you only set up bread, it's a machlokas. V'achronim is given to lo mahani. But the simplest understanding that Achronim says is that it doesn't work. Af lepast, ikra erev, nitkam v'tavshal. The ikra alochas, you need a cooked food and not a baked food. And therefore, that won't help even for baked food. Sifyut Zayin. Is hischel be isaso v'nechal erev gomer so isav v'adinim hischel avasher gomer so tavshel sheischel. We let you finish all the cooking, right? We're makil in the suffix of the rush. The Mishnah Berurah says also tavshel filo nicha dain etzal eish rak she hischel baking on shechiteh rushay alifasos v'chadoma gomer so levashel. He says we're so makil on this that you didn't even have to start cooking. If you started cutting the vegetables. While your Erev Tavshilin was around, it's enough to say that you started the cooking process or enough of a heker, right? Which is really makil. I would say this works better with the heker side than with the starting the cooking process, but it could be that if you're really, really expansive at the cooking process, it would work also. But this is the way the Mishnah paskins, which is quite surprising to me, but that's how he paskins. The Ber Halacha says, Shulchan Aruch is machmir and says you can only finish that food. The Ber Halacha says no. The Achronim are makil that you can, like the other side of the rush, that you can finish cooking everything, right? Achen yish makilin bazeh berki Yosef v'shem Radbaz umikol makom li nirali dechemin to be rived mashmal hedi leisur v'chem mashmal zarambam l'fi neizaydi chanal. So he says there are Achronim are makil. He's machmir. So Shulchan Aruch is machmir that you can only finish that cooked food, but within that the Mishnah Berurah is a kula that you only have to start cutting it, not even cooking it. The Birkei Yosef says that we paskin like the other side of the suffix in the rush that you can finish cooking totally. The Ber Halacha thinks on balance we paskin lichumram. And the Ein Nachon Lozus mi Pesach Shulchan Aruch v'Achronim. In Siv Chaf.
So that means you were Mekel or
Machmer? We're Machmer. So in the end, we're Machmer. The Ber Halacha is Machmer. I don't know. We're Machmer. We're not going to paskin. The Ber Halacha is Machmer. The Birkei Yosef is Mekel. Which is strange because they're Rabbanan. But okay.
It's always Machmer.
Often. So then in.
What?
Often. I mean, not always, but often. Okay, Shulchan Aruch and Chav says, Mishal Erev, this is what we saw last week, that if you didn't make an Erev, Kishem Shasha Lavashal Asmo, Kagasha Lavashal Acherem, so you can't cook for yourself or for others, Afil Bevesem, Gam Acherem, Asmo Vashal Lo, they can't cook for you, Vein Lo Takan, Lashitin, Kimcho Vatashal La Acherem, Sheru Matana, Vein Oshem Vashal, Vein Oshem Lo, you can give your food away and they can cook for you, Vimatana, Afil Bevesem, Vachal Vashal, Vimain Shem Acherem, and if there is nobody else, some say you can cook just one food, cook light one candle, which is the Sugyan Chafalach, which will come to. The Rama says, "V'miniach erev lo hisker hamalachos behedya ela amar b'den yeshan lamevet kol sarachna." If you made an erev and didn't explicitly say, "I'm going to cook, I'm going to bake, etc., etc.," have a mishlo erev klal. The Rama passes because you actually need to articulate, "I'm going to cook, I'm going to bake, etc." And then he said, Shulchan Aruch said something surprising. Misha mis ane b'yom tov. If you're fasting on Yom Tov, asr levasha l'achirim afilu l'tzorech bo b'yom. You can't cook for other people. Dehevi kimisha lo henirach eruv she'eno mevasha l'achirim. So Shulchan Aruch throws a curveball, and he says, and this is weird, but he seems to think that the reason that why are you allowed to cook with an eruv tav shilin is a combination of the eruv plus the fact that at some level you could be cooking for Yom Tov.
For guests?
For yourself. Well, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Mechadesh, I would have thought for others. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to think, based on the Mari Vayil, or the Ramah rather, on the Mari Vayil, that the reason you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for other people, right, not even because for Shabbos, even is because you can cook for yourself and it's an expansion. But let's say you couldn't, you yourself are not eating.
You can't cook for others.
You couldn't cook for others, which is a huge chiddush we haven't seen anyone say. But this is what the Mari Weil says. The Rama quotes it. Chav Gimel, he says, "Bemezid, we're mekel harama, we're machmer." That's Chav Dalet. Fine. Samach Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah just says the obvious. The Achronim say that when we say that if no one else is there, that you can cook cooked food, it doesn't just mean no one's there. It could also mean somebody is there, but they don't want to do it for you. Right? Meaning, the point is not are people there or not there. The question is, will anybody do it for you? Fine. Samach Beis, he just notes that when we say one bread, it doesn't mean a small bread. One bread, but even a big bread, that's okay. We're going to be willing to make on that because of Kavod Shabbos. Right? That the Kula was because of Kavod Shabbos, so we're not going to be so makil and machmir and say, cook one little loaf. If we, in fact, say you're allowed to cook at least one dish, we're going to say at least a significant dish, fine. Samachay, on this strange last thing, right, if the guy, it's like the fasting is like you have no Eruv. He says, Ratzal Lomer, what is the Shulchan Aruch getting at? The Ramah, rather. He says, Kamod de Kaimel and the Oso Eishel Erev, Asr Lavashim Meyam de Lashabas, Afil Betav Shel Achirem, Kemen Shazal Bavashim Meshmi Vil Atzma. What he must be saying is, since we say you can't cook for others when you can't cook for yourself, Kain Hu Adin, Meyom Tov Gufa, Mishim Ezan, the Asr Lavashim Meshvil Atzma, Kemen Shazal La, Mimela Lohuter Lo Lavashel. Right? What creates the heter on Yom Tov is the fact that it's mutter for you because you need it. The Chazam Magin Avram, the Mimela im Ikla Zeb, Yom Tov Asamach Lashabas, what would the corollary would be that if you're fasting on Yom Tov, you couldn't cook for Shabbos even if you have an Erev Tavshilin, because you need the heter to cook on Yom Tov, and if you can't cook on Yom Tov, you can't cook for Shabbos either. But obviously everybody in the house could, right? And that's what he closes with.
Chances are he's fasting on Yom Tov, he's fasting on Shabbos too.
Well, maybe, but maybe not. Just maybe had a bad dream today, but not tomorrow. The Achronim don't like this, right? Two lines from the bottom of this one. He says, "Ein b'Achronim shemafakman alek rodino drama." The Achronim don't love this, and therefore he says, since the Achronim don't love it, if no one else is around to cook for Shabbos, so cook for Shabbos, right? So the Achronim reject this position of the Rama, especially when it's going to come at the cost of Kavod Shabbos. And in Ayin Tess, he just said, when you say that you can't eat when you didn't make an Erev Tav Shilin, it doesn't just mean you, it means you or your family.
Look at the reason he says.
Right? The Kansura, because it's a Kinas.
Because
it's a Kinas, and the Ber Halacha.
Because he has no simple
right. And the Ber Halacha, and the last one, points out that sometimes, even though normally we say that you, that if you forgot to make an Erev, right, that you can. You can, other people can cook for you and stuff like that. Mi roi lekonzel fri roos ene bezdin amashaza. Right, as we've seen before, bezdin can choose to be kones you. Just one last point. I just want to finish it because now we're going to be off for 2 weeks. So just to get the last point in. The Taz just notes, and we'll come back to this with the Harama, that the Harama thing is really strange because the Gemara says that Harama is Aser, but Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to cook multiple dishes and just taste a little bit, and then eat it all on Shabbos. So the Taz just says, well, then what in God's name is Harama? What is Harama? Right? And so we'll come back to this. His conclusion, it must be you cook two of the exact same dish in two pots. Because otherwise, according to Shulchan Aruch, I don't understand what Harama means. We'll come back to this when we get to Harama, but just to throw that out there now. Okay, so that wraps up until the Mishnah, besides the Harama point.